July 9th.
Yeah. Okay, see, I gave out two pages. One is just a standard one for today's daf, and the other is an overview of Chulin. I printed extra copies, so hopefully it'll be available for everybody to have. I think I included things that are good to have, but if you see things that should be there, whatever, you know, let me know, because it's the sort of thing which I think could be improved, probably. It's just a guide to the key mitzvahs, where they show up in the Chumash, and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, some terms that are important, a couple of nice pictures of digestive tracts, because what's cool without digestive tracts, definition of terms associated with them, a guide to some of the key elements of what's in each parak. That's not really an advanced thing. That's more like helpful after the fact, so you can look back and remember, oh, that's where that was, and now you can look stuff up. And then websites and Sfarim, audio shirim that are online, so you could catch things. I don't know. Yeah, I hope it'll be useful. I think it'll be useful. It's sort of a building on what I did with Menachos, but I think this is a better format. Okay. In any case, so we are on the bottom of Kuvav Mibes, Tana Rabbanon, Harei Alei Olal Mizbeach, in the middle of a rather lengthy section on parsing different Nedarim. What is this, or I should say Nedavos, what does this Nedava mean? What does that Nedava mean? Also, revisiting, we had a discussion a few days ago about the person who makes a Nedava of wine for the Mizbeach. Does he mean for it to come with the animal or without an animal? So the more I look at it, the more I think that Harold is right. It's without an animal. In other words, the person makes the Nedava. This is back on Kuftalin.
Yeah.
The person makes the Nedava. Even though we require that it be in quantities appropriate for being brought with an animal, it's actually going to be poured on the Mizbeach separate without the actual bringing of a carbon. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Harei Alei Lemizbeach Yavi Levona, Shein Lecha Davar Shekar V'Gavim Mizbeach LeLevona. Brisa says, if a person vows, I am going to bring something for the Mizbeach. So what do you assume he means? I might have assumed he meant an animal. I might have assumed he meant flour. No. He meant Levona. He meant frankincense, and that's in fact his obligation. He has to bring the frankincense. Why? Shein Lecha Davar Shekar V'Gavim Mizbeach. There is nothing that is brought entirely on the Mizbeach, Ela Levona, other than frankincense. It's the only thing that's entirely burned. So that's first phase one in the brisa. Everybody knows the question you have to ask, but let's finish the brisa first. Perashti ve'ene yudeyam ma perashti. What if he says, at the time that I took that vow, I actually specified a specific item that is brought entirely on the Mizbeach. I just don't remember which one, what it was that I specified. Yavi mi kol davar shekarev lamizbeach. So then he has to bring from anything which is burned entirely on the Mizbeach, such as Rashi mentions in Olas Ha'ov, a bird Ola that's going to be burned on the Mizbeach, and then Chas Nisachim, the wine, the oil that gets poured on the Mizbeach, and the Brisa. So the Gemara challenges this with the obvious question. Vesulak, God, there's nothing else that's brought entirely on the Mizbeach. You tell me it has to be the Levona? The Seifa itself indicates there are things. Otherwise, what do you mean, bring from every type that's brought on the Mizbeach? The Vayika Ola, what about the Ola? The burnt offering is burned on the Mizbeach. That's why it's an Ola. Yeah, but Ika Ola LeKohanim. If you bring an animal for a Karban Ola, the hide goes to the Kohanim. Vayika Ola Sa'of, well, what about birds? Ika Mura Venotza. You still have the Mura, the crop. If you look on your Chulin guide, actually, you'll see the crop in its full glory. Also known as a Zefek. But you bring the Mura on the Mizbeach. Actually, I thought the Mura actually is the parish that's inside. Mura is not the crop, I'm sorry. The Mura is the parish that's, it is the, well, maybe because it contains the stuff. Yeah. Okay. It's the waste that was in the crop, as well as the notes of the feathers, which aren't going on the Mizbeach. Remember, we had the whole discussion back in Zvachim about how the Kohen throws it and what the angle is that he throws it and how far he throws it. That's not going on the Mizbeach, right? Kohen Olympics. The Ika Nisachim, what about the wine that gets poured onto the Mizbeach? Yeah, but that's Lashis and Asli. It doesn't go onto the fire. It actually goes into a channel and it runs off of the Mizbeach. The Ika Minchas Nisachim, well, what about the Nisachim that come along with a carbon, kaven deiga mincha da achli kohen emina lo psik olei, aside from the fact that some of that doesn't get poured on the mizbeach, but aside from that, it comes along with the mincha that the kohenim get to eat, and therefore the Mishnah didn't want to list it because the Braisa didn't want to list it because some things we have to say, well, this part of that is on the mizbeach, and it's not even an issue of listing it. Actually, it's an issue of that wouldn't be what someone would be referencing when he said this is for the mizbeach because it's actually split. So that wouldn't make sense. Okay.
Isn't there leftover
levona? The levona that you bring with the lechem apanim, you bring two bezichin, and it all goes on the mizbeach.
Yeah.
You don't take a kometz of the levona. I think you clear off the entire thing, and it all goes on the mizbeach.
If you have more than two
bezichon? You don't. You put two bezichon on the shulchan.
And
that's
the
all. There is no rest of it. That's all that's dedicated. I believe that's the understanding. And we talked about it. We talked about malake, the lavona. We had a discussion. Is it in a spoon? Is it not in a spoon? This goes way back in like the middle of Zvachim. But we talked about how it's scattered over it and then you have to be malakate it. You gather it. You don't do a kmitza.
But didn't the Kohen of this that they use the lavona for the leftover shrine?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so. I could be wrong. I don't believe so. I can check into it after, but I don't think so. Okay. Harei alai, if I don't remember to come back to you with it, remind me, please. Harei alai zav lo yivchos midinar zav. What if a person dedicates gold to the mizbeach? So here on your sheet, not the chulin introduction sheet, the back to Menachos 107. I gave you a table for this just as a quick guide. So vows dedicating metal. Is our section here? Harei alai zav lo yivchos midinar zav. If a person says, "I'm going to give gold to the mizbeach," so it's no less than a dinar. So the Gemara asks, "Vidilma nischa?" Maybe he means a lump of gold. So Rabbi Lazar says, "Where he said I'm bringing a gold coin, and that's why I put it that way in the table." Vidilma priti? Well, maybe he means little coins, prutos. So Amar Papa prati didava lavavdi inchi. Papa says that's not what people make. People don't make little coins of gold. So when he took a vow like that, that's not what he meant. He meant serious gold. Okay. Kasef lo yivchos midinar, with silver no less than a dinar. Vidilma nischa, again, maybe a lump of silver. So Amar Belazar damar mat beyads, where he said a silver coin. Vidilma priti, again, maybe small silver coins. Amar sheshes ba'aso de lo sagu priti de kaspa. Our Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't trade in small silver coins. They don't have those. This would be fascinating to discuss as a tangent in terms of just the numismatics, the coins that were used in different areas at different times. It would be a great discussion, but it's not happening in a 35-minute daf. Nachosha is layivchos.
Nascha means it's smaller, not so big.
Nascha, I think, is a lump.
Nascha is a smaller amount than a dinar.
Right, but it is smaller than a dinar.
No,
it is smaller than a dinar in value, but the key is that it's unminted.
Right, but
it says a piece.
It could be smaller. You don't have to spend that much.
Right, that's true. That's true, and that's important in terms of the discussion of the minimal amount, the point that we've made, that we try to interpret these for the most minimal amount. Kesef we did. Nechoshes lo yivchos mima kesef. Nechoshes, which we render often as copper, it could be a brass also, but we're going to go with a copper. Nechoshes lo yivchos mima kesef. No less than a ma of silver. Meaning a ma of silver worth of nechoshes. Tanya Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, lo yivchos mitzinora ketana shal nechoshes. No less than a small fork of copper. Lemay chazia, what is that useful for? So Amar Abaye shemachatin ba es psilos umenkanchos bahaneros. I'm using the Bach adding in the S. They use it to be mechate the wicks and dry out, clean out the lamps. And Rashi explains, mechate, we've discussed before, when the end of the wick gets long and there's like charcoal at the end, you knock off the end of it. You use it also to clean out the ash. Tosfos points out this isn't the menorah, the big menorah in the Mishkan Beis Hamikdash, because that had melkachayim that are mentioned in the Torah, umalkachel. So that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about a small fork that they used to clean wicks in general and lamps that were in the Beis Hamikdash.
Is he arguing with our Mishnah when it says malkesef?
No, he's saying the value of a malkesef.
He's explaining what malkesef is.
Yes, the what is the quantity that would be? What is the quantity that would be worth ma'akesef?
Is there nechoshes? Is there ma'akesef?
There are, but he's not referring to them. No, he's not referring to coins. He's referring to a quantity. The quantity which would be used for, you know, the size of this this fork. Barzel, iron, Tanya, Brisa says, Acherim, Omrim, Acherim says, Lo yivchos mi kalia oriv. Kalia oriv sometimes shows up with an aleph, which really seems to be more accurate than a hey ending. But the point is, as the Bach throws in, a person says, Hare alai barzel, I'm bringing iron, so no less than a kalia oriv. Kalia oriv is rendered here by Rashi as palisade spikes that you would use to keep birds from landing, and that way they wouldn't dirty the surface of whatever roof you're protecting. In this case, the Beis HaMikdash is what we're talking about. Rashi says palisade spikes. Rashi in Shabbos and in Erchin actually says it's a sheet of metal with spikes on it. And that's better because of the next line. V'kama. How much should there be? Amar Rav Yosef, Amma al Amma. Rav Yosef says an Amma by an Amma. So going with Rashi and Shabbos and Erchin, I understand what an Amma by an Amma is. It's an Amma by an Amma sheet covered with these spikes. As opposed to here, where it will be a quantity of metal that you could turn into spikes, but if you give me Amma by an Amma, but you don't give me the thickness, I don't actually know how much metal I have. If you say it's an Amma by an Amma sheet with these spikes in it, then I understand what you're talking about. The Gemara says, V'kama, Amr of Yosef, Amma al Amma. Ika de Amri, alternatively, lo yifchos me Amma al Amma. You should do no less than Amma al Amma. And the question is, l'may chazia, what is that suitable for? Amr of Yosef, l'kalya orev. And Uriah says, kalya orev, which leads towards Rashi here. I should also note, the Aruch says it's a scarecrow. The Aruch in his entry under call says it's actually a scarecrow, which I find cool. Okay, Mishnah.
Right,
so that's actually a great discussion. Was this needed in Bayis Rishon, or is this only Bayis Sheni? There are two options that are presented in the Mefarshim. One option is to say it's only Bayis Sheni. The problem is that doesn't work, because there are sources that trace this to Bayis Rishon. Is that reference the Kali Orev? And the answer is maybe they built Bayis Rishon thinking they would need it, and then the Nase happened, and they didn't actually need it. Right. Mishnah. By the way, very important note, just from a methodology standpoint, we have two versions here. In the Gemara Shabbos, they have the same sugya, Tzadi Yamar Aleph, and they have the opposite order. So the Rashash on our Gemara says that proves there is no hierarchy of authority between two versions. When you have an Ikad the Amri, you always want to know which one is the authoritative one. So the Rashash says that the same sugya can appear here and in Shabbos, and the two editions are flipped. That shows that you don't paskin like a specific side in Ikad the Amri, always with the first, always in the second. Rashi in Chulin Daf Nun says no. He says that we side with the stricter of the two options if it's on biblical matters, but if it's a rabbinic matter, you side with the second one. So I don't know what Rashi will do with that. Also, see, there's a Russian Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel Siman Hey who has a debate on this, but I thought that was worth noting because you always wonder about Ikad the Amris. Okay, Mishnah. Hare alayayin lo yivchas mishlosha lugin. If a person pledges wine, we're on the second table on your sheet now, the lo yivchas mishlosha lugin, you should give no less than a 3 log. Shemen oil lo yivchos mi log, no less than a log. And Rabbi Omer shlosha log, and Rabbi says 3 log. Peirashti ve'eni yodei ma peirashti. I know I specified wine, or I know I specified oil, but I don't remember anymore what I specified. No problem, and I don't know what quantity either. So yavi kiyoma meruba. That's okay. Just bring whatever quantity is normally brought in the Beis Hamikdash on the greatest day, and we'll talk about what the greatest day is in the Gemara. So Tanu Rabbanan. Brisa says, this is a Brisa we've already seen, we saw this back on Kuf Dalet, this is the source for the idea that I can pledge wine independently. The Torah says, Ezrach, the Ezrach will bring, I brought you the psukim under vowability from in the second table there. Kol Ezrach yaseh kacha, es eila da da da, kachem kager yeyel lefnei Hashem. So the word Ezrach, the Torah didn't need the word Ezrach there. The Ezrach teaches me, Malamit Shemiz Nadvin Yayin, teaches me not only do you bring wine as part of your karbanos, but you could even volunteer wine. It's in the section there that talks about Nadavos. Vikama, how much do you do? Shlosh Shalugin, 3 log. We just saw this last week's parsha. The 3 log is the default. Uminayin shem ratza lahosif Yosef. How do I know you could add a Talmud Lomar? Yeah, same sukkim there. Yeah, it shall be whatever you want it to be. Not entirely whatever you want it to be, as we've seen. Yochol yivchos, maybe you could do less? No. Talmud Lomar kocha, you shall do like this. These quantities that we mentioned are the minimum. Shemen lo yivchos min halog, Rebbe omer shlosh alugin. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah about whether it has to be a minimum log, that's the Tanakama, or whether, as Rebbe says, it has to be a minimum three logs. So, but my kamiflagi, what's the machlokes about here? We're going to get two different explanations, right? But Amruah Rabbanan Kamedah Rabbapa, the Rabbanan said, in front of Rabbapa, Bidon Mina Umina, Bidon Mina Ba'oki Ba'asra Kamiflagi. This is a classic debate. When I have a certain halacha that is deduced from another halacha, another area of halacha, how much do I bring across the bridge that I built? Do I say one unique point is brought across that bridge? That's the principle of Don Mina Ba'oki Ba'asra. Learn A from B, but keep the rest of A's laws where A is. Don't deduce the rest of them from B. Or do I say, no, you built a bridge, you're saying there's a link between these two things, make it a real link. It isn't just one fine point that you're going to deduce. You're going to deduce the whole parsha from it, the whole section from it. So if A is going to benefit from B, if section B is going to teach me something about section A, it's going to teach me everything from section B about section A. How much is going across the bridge? That's the principle of don mina, learn from it, umina, and continue to learn from it, learn other things from it. So that's what we want to know here, because we deduce the laws of vowing oil from the laws of vowing wine, possibly. So that's our debate. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say, don mina umina. As Rashi says, deshem don mina deshemen deba nedava gamrina miminchas nedava. I learned that oil can come voluntarily from minchas nedava, the voluntary mincha, kedamar lakaman, as we're going to see. The Torah says, korban malamich misnadvin shemen. That's his idea. So he says, I'm going to deduce that you can bring voluntary oil from mincha, ma mincha misnadvin, af shemen nami misnadvin. You can volunteer a mincha, not wine now, we're on mincha. You can volunteer a mincha, so too you can volunteer oil. Umina, and I will continue to learn from the mincha. Ma mincha balog, when you bring a standard mincha, it's one log of oil per isaron of flour. So af shemen balog, so the oil that you bring is a log as well. So I learn everything from mincha. The Rebbe savar, and Rebbe says no. Don't mina, learn from mincha, learn from there. Va'oki ba'asra, but keep oil in its own section. Ma mincha misnadvin, just like you can volunteer a mincha, af shemen nami misnadvin, yes, you can volunteer oil. Va'oki ba'asra, but keep the oil where it stands, kinesachim, like the nesachim, like things you pour on the mizbeach. Ma nesachim, just like wine, shloshes lugin is three log of wine. Af sheminami shloshes lugin, so too oil is three log. So I'm only willing to deduce the vowability of oil from mincha, but I'm deducing the quantity from nesachim, from wine. Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye, it should say in the side margin they have that. That's the way it appears in Zvachim. Rav Papa says, "Imi mincha gamar la Rebbe, de kuli amalo pligi do mina umina." He says, "No. If really it was deduced from mincha, everybody would agree we would deduce everything from mincha, and we would therefore say it's one log. Then why does Rebbe say three log? Because Rebbe says I'm not deducing it from mincha. Ela Rebbe may ezrach gamir la. Rebbe says I deduce it from ezrach, the pasuk regarding wine, and regarding wine it's three log." Not one log. Amar le Rav Huna Breda Rav Nasan. That's why I brought both from the table there. Either from Kisakriv Korban Mincha or Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kacha. Depends if you're following the Rabbanan or Rebbe. Amar le Rav Huna Breda Rav Nasan le Rav Papa. So Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, Umi Matzis Amrit Hachi, can you really say that? Vatanya, don't you know the following brayso? So the Torah says, Korban Mincha, Melamet Shemis Nadvin Shemen. That teaches that you do oil, but come on, how much? Shloshes Lugin, three log. So I don't understand. Man Shamele Damar Shloshes Lugin, who is it who says three log? Rebbe, that was Rebbe's point of view. V'kamaisi Lemi Korban, but he's using the Pasuk from Mincha, not the Pasuk from wine. Right, you told me that three log is if I'm deducing it from wine, not from korban. Amar lei Tanya Tanya, he shrugged. He said, okay, look, if you have a brisa, fine. You could have told me that before. I made a fool out of myself. That's fine. You have a brisa, go with it. That's the idea. Okay. Peirashti v'enu yodea ma peirashti. I specified I was going to bring wine or oil, but I don't remember the quantity. Yavi kiyom aruba. So you bring like the greatest day that they bring. Tano, we already know this. We've seen this before. What is the greatest day? Kiyom Tov Rishon Shachag Shchalios B'Shabbos. Shabbos, which is the first day of Sukkot. Remember, we saw that already. They counted up in Rashi there. You're bringing for being Shabbos, for the daily Karbanos, for the Musaf Karbanos of Shabbos. You're bringing also that massive Karban that comes on the first day of Sukkot. Before you've reduced it in size. So you have the greatest quantity there. Okay. Good. For Chazar purposes, see the table, and hopefully it'll all be clear. Mishnah says, Harei alai ola yavi keves. If a person vows he's going to bring an ola, I assume that's a keves. And the reason and the principle in general that we're going to see here is we assume the most minimal item. When you have multiple animals or multiple ways to satisfy a vow, we assume you meant the smallest one. So Yavi Keves, Rashi says, Pachos Sheba Olos, the least of the animal Olos. The Olo, Lekla Sapuke, Ela Bizacharim. And by the way, an Ola can only be male. And that's going to dictate what we're going to do here for our different options. So the Tanakhama says, Ola means keves. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, three lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, O Tor, O Ben Yonah. He says, no, there are bird options. So either a Tor or a Ben Yonah, a pigeon or a turtle dove, either one. Okay.
Doesn't he have to bring all?
Because he only meant one, and we treat it as we assume he meant the minimal one.
Minimal.
Watch where this is going. Peirashti min habakar ve'ini yodei ma peirashti. What if he says, I specified I was going to bring a carbon ola, and I specified which type of ola, and it was a type of bakar, but I don't remember what I said. Okay, yavi par ve'egel. So you bring a bull, and you also bring an egel, you bring a calf. The Rashash notes we don't require a two-year-old. This is following, it seems to support the Rambam, that a par can also refer to a two-year-old. However, if you were to look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudam and Aleph, you would find the view that a par is older, and there's also a separate animal called a ben bakar. See the Rashash for more on this, and the Terei Evan in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud. But we're assuming you just bring a par and an eagle, a bull, and a calf. Okay. Min ha-behema ve'ini yodea ma-perashti. I said I was going to bring a behema, but I don't remember which one I said, so that's more than bakar now, right? Behema is a broader category. So you have ipar, you bring a bull, ve'egel, as well as a young bull. Ayel, a ram. Sa'ir, a goat. Gidi, a young goat. Utle, and a young ram, a male kid. You're going to bring all of those as possibilities. Perashti ve'ini yodea ma-perashti. What if he says, I specified which species, and I don't remember which one it was, and it wasn't just bakar or behema, it could have even been a bird, an oaf as well, Rashi says. So Mosif Alei and Toru Ben Yonah. In that case, bring all those that you just mentioned, plus birds, Tor and a Ben Yonah, because you don't know which one it was. Harei Alei Toda Ushlamim, new thought in the Mishnah. We're done with Olos, we're on to Toda and Shlamim. The person says, I vowed to bring a Toda or a Shlamim, Rashi stresses. Toda or a Shlamim. So Yavi Keves, so you bring a lamb, that's the most minimal one of the animals that you could bring. Perashti min bakar, v'ini yodea ma perashti. I said it was going to be bakar, but I don't remember which one. Yavi paru para egel ve'egla. So a Toda Shlamim, that could be a female. So therefore you bring a bull as well as a cow, and you bring a male calf, and you bring a female calf. I didn't put on the table as a bull calf is technically for the male. Know that, because that matters. Min ha-behema, v'ini yodea, they get offended otherwise. Min ha-behema, v'ini yodea ma perashti. What if he says I was going to bring a behema, but I don't remember which one. So which one I said? Yavi paru para egel ve'egla, the ones we just mentioned, the male and female adult cow bull, as well as the young, and an ayel, a ram, urechela, as well as a ewe, right, the female sheep, sa'ir, a male goat, usi'ira, a she-goat, gedi, ugedia, as well as two young goats, one male, one female, and tle, utliya, and two young lambs, a male and a female. Harei alai shor, this poor guy, he's going to learn his lesson. He's never making another neder. Harei alai shor. It's his own fault. He did it to himself. Harei alai shor. Hey, that won't stop him from blaming the Beis HaMikdash. A person says he's going to bring a shor, an ox. So yavi hu unisachav bimana. So he has to bring, by default we assume, the value of a mana from an ox and its libations, meaning total. Between the two, has to be a mana. Rashi here says, this is set in Torah Shebaal Peh. I don't know what that means. He says, Kach nisparish dino b'Torah Shebaal Peh. I don't know if that means halach l'mashe b'Sinai, or he means that this is what the Rabbanan simply established, that this is so. That's what he says, as I state. A mana's worth. Egel. He says, I'm going to bring an Egel. Yabihu nesachav bechamesh. So it has to be 5 sela worth of the animal, the calf, and it nesachim. Ayel, a ram. Yabihu nesachav bishtayim. 2 sela worth. Keves. Yabihu nesachav besela. Then it's in. It's libations altogether totaling 1 sela in value. What if he said, shor bimana? He specified the ox is going to be worth the mana. Sanu, yavi bimana. Bring an ox with the mana. Chutz minesachav, aside from the value of its wine and oil. Well, wine. Egel b'chamesh, yavi b'chamesh chutz minesachav. It actually includes the flower probably that comes with it as well. It's the whole minchas nesachim. The egel, he says, I specified an egel of 5 sela. Good. So bring that. The animal is worth that. Aside from nesachim, ayo b'shtayim, the ram, that's 2. Yavi b'shtayim chutz minesachav. Keves b'sela, yavi b'sela chutz minesachav. In the case of the ram, 2 selas worth you specified, then that's just the animal is 2 sela plus the nesachim. And the keves is 1 sela, that's the animal itself, plus the nesachim. Shor b'mana, v'hevi shnayim b'mana. What if he said, I want to bring an ox that's worth a mana, and then he brought 2 oxen that total the value of a mana. Lo yatsa, you didn't fulfill your obligation. You said a single large animal. V'afilu zeh b'mana chaser diner, v'zeh b'mana chaser diner. And I don't care if each one is worth 1.999 mana. The 1.99, whatever, you know what I mean. The 0.99 mana, it's gonna be, it doesn't matter. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. Shachor behavi lovan. What if he said, I'm going to bring an ox that's black, or an animal that's black, and he in fact brought a white one? Tosfos notes, based on discussions in Nazir, that the color actually can affect the type of animal. In other words, certain animals that were for plowing or for whatever were bred with certain, they had certain colors in them, and therefore this could be the nature of the animal is actually at stake. So he said, I'm going to bring a black one, I brought a white one. Lovan, I said, I was going to bring a white one, maybe shachor, I brought a black one. Gadol, maybe katan. I said I was going to bring a big one, and I brought a small one. Lo yatsa, I did not fulfill my obligation. However, the Tanakhama says, katan baby gadol yatsa. You said you were going to bring a small one. You brought a large one. Yatsa zayin, you fulfilled your obligation. Rebbe says no, just like he said by Menachos. Rebbe omer lo yatsa. Rebbe says you did not fulfill your obligation. The Tanakhama says you said you were going to bring a small one. You brought a bigger one. That's even better. You must have had that in mind as well, that would be good. It's a matter of scale. Just like by Mincha, you said you were going to bring 2 measures and you brought 3. Wonderful. However, Rebbe says no. Rebbe says what you vowed was an entity unto itself, a small animal korban. And therefore, by bringing a large animal korban, it isn't a greater version of the smaller, it's actually a unique entity. And therefore, bringing a large one isn't like bringing a small one. Just like by a mincha, if I said I was going to bring a 2-unit mincha and I brought a 3-unit mincha, that's not the 2-unit one just larger. It's actually an entirely different entity, and I didn't fulfill my original neder.
How do you define small and large?
That's a good question. The Mishnah didn't actually take the time to say that.
Large.
Yeah, the Mishnah did not bother explaining small and large. Maybe it will. Maybe the Gemara will. I don't remember doing that though.
Could that be in age?
Could it be in age? Maybe, but they change names at different ages. You know? So I'm not sure. Okay. Velo pligi, the Gemara says. First of all, velo pligi. I don't care what you're talking about, but there's no machlokas. No, we're talking about the original point regarding the vow of ola, where the Tanakhama said lamb, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said boid. So he says, velo pligi, there's no machlokas. Marki asrei, you marki asrei. Each one was going according to his land. This actually is a lot more confusing than it sounds. Rashi says what that means is that one in his land, lambs were cheaper, and the other one in his land, birds were cheaper. And therefore, it was based on the cheaper one in your land. The Rambam says no. The Rambam on this Mishnah says it depends on whether they say ola, meaning bird, where you are. In other words, what do people mean when they use the word ola? Do they mean lamb or do they mean bird? Tosfos is bothered by all of this because he says you buy your carbon in Yerushalayim. But he says maybe the person's mentality is based on his residence. The Rashash says it isn't so clear they all buy karbanos in Yerushalayim either. It depends if it's Meiser Sheni money, regular money, but that's Tosfos Ha'ara. In any case, the point that's critical for us is that there's no machlokas, is it a lamb or is it a bird? It depends on the language where you are, either in terms of which one would have been less expensive. It's really not about language, it's about which one is less expensive, or it's about what you meant when you use the word ola, depending on the lingo where you come from. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Raisa says, Harei alai ola v'sela la mizbeach, yavi keves. If a person says, I'm bringing an ola that's worth a sela to the mizbeach, so then we say He meant the lamb. Nothing else is going for a sela. You meant the lamb. If, however, he says, I specified which carbon I was going to bring and I was going to purchase for a sela, so now he really might have meant something else. So Yavimi called Dabar Shakari Besela Gabim is back. Then he has to go look for anything that could possibly be purchased for a sela and bring that as well. I said I was going to bring cattle. I didn't say which one. Or I don't know. I did specify. I don't know which one I specified. Yavi parva egel. So you bring a bull and a calf. Amai, why? Velesi parva manavsha. Why can't I bring a bull? And that's a larger version of a calf. Right? This is, you know where this is going. Hamani, whose view is this? Rebbe he. It's Rebbe's view. Damar katan, maybe gadol yatza. He says, if you said you're going to bring a smaller one, then you brought a larger one, you didn't fulfill your obligation. It's an entirely different entity. E Rebbe, well, wait a minute. If it's Rebbe, then I don't understand. Because in the Seifa, you had a specific debate with Rebbe in the Tanakhama. E Rebbe, Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. It says, shor b'mana, baby shnayim b'mana lo yatza. If he says, I'm going to bring a shor that's a mana, he brings two, he does not fulfill his obligation. Even if each one that he brings is 0.99 mana. Shachar may be love and love may be shachar. He mixed up the colors. Gadol may be katan, or a large one, he brings a small one. Lo yatza. Katan may be gadol yatza. He said he's going to bring a small one. He brings a big one. He fulfills his obligation. And Rabbi Omer lo yatza. Rabbi says, no, he doesn't. End of quote. So, Reisha v'seifa Rabbi, umitziyasa rabbanan. I don't understand. That means that the opening part is Rabbi. And in the seifa, you quote Rabbi. But in the middle, your Tanakhama is not Rabbi. Otherwise, why would you have needed to say, oh, here Rabbi disagrees? You stopped being Rebbe somewhere in the middle. So he says, Ian, yeah, you're right. Reisha v'seifa Rebbe mitziyasa rabbanan. We acknowledge that it's unusual. We wouldn't have asked this question. But yes, we changed voices in the middle. V'achi kiyomer, and this is what we're saying. Davar zeh machlokes Rebbe v'rabbanan. In the seifa, we said, oh, on this matter, there's a machlokes Rebbe and the rabbanan. And yes, in the Reisha, what we're in fact doing is following the view of Rebbe. Okay. Tanan hasam. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to extend onto the next side. But that's the way it goes. Shisha l'nedava. We said that they had boxes, shofros, in the Beis HaMikdash for collecting coins for various karbanos. And six of those coins were for nedavos. So, k'neged me, why do you need six boxes for these coins? So we're going to bring, actually, six explanations, of which we'll see the first three today, and you'll get the rest of them, God willing, tomorrow, with Rabbi Veil. Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, k'neged shisha batei avos hakawanim Chizkiah says it's because you have different batei avos working every day of the week. You have a big family shift for the week, and each day is a subset of that shift. So the Sunday ones are going to fight with the Tuesday ones, and they're going to say, hey, you got to bring a lot more olos on the mizbeach, voluntary olos, which you get to hide. That's not nice. So you split it up day by day in terms of the donations. Rashi explains what that means is that when people came to donate money that would be used when the Mizbeach was empty for a Karban Ola, the donations to the funds were divided up equally among the days. So whatever sum I brought had to be divided up in six parts by each day of the week. You didn't do Kayat HaMizbeach on Shabbos, so it wasn't an issue. It's only for the six of the week. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom disagrees. Rabbeinu Gershom says the point wasn't, you know, it's sort of Democrat versus Republican, to use the state's politics. The Democrats are Chizkiah, Rashi's version, and they say we're going to divide up all the funds by each day and everyone's going to get an equal share. In some countries they have other terms for this. But Rabbeinu Gershom says no. Rabbeinu Gershom says what we want is that each one should get what is his right. So therefore, if you come on Sunday and you bring the donation, it goes in Sunday's box. Monday doesn't get to benefit from Sunday's work. That's not the way it goes.
Otherwise, why have one?
They have one and be collected for everybody. It's an interesting point. So Rabbeinu Gershom says that the way it's going to work is, I'm concerned, I don't want someone else to get mine. The concern is not some get more than others. Let some get more than others. I want to get what I worked for. So therefore, Sunday's stuff goes in Sunday's box, Tuesday's stuff goes in Tuesday's box, and that's the way it goes. That's all within Chizkiah. Rabbi Yochanan says now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mitoch Shanadava Meruba, Tiknulim Shofros Meruba, hoping that Deshla is Ashua Mos. Rabbi Yochanan is an optimist. He says you have a lot of donations, and if you keep all the coins together, they get corroded. It's not nice. It's not right. It's no good. It'll damage the coins. So therefore, you need a large space. So therefore, you have six. You have six boxes so that they'll have proper ventilation. Uziri Yomar Kineged Par, the Egil, Ayel, the Keves, Gidi, Usiir, the Rebbe, Hidamar, Katan, Baby God, Olo Yatza. Ziri says, no, you need separate boxes for the different types of animals that people are going to donate. People are going to donate towards certain carbonos. Rashi's on Bar Pada, sorry. For the different types of animals that are going to be dedicated. So you have the bull, and you have the Egil, the calf, and you have the ram, and you have the sheep, and you have the young goat. And you have the older goat, the ram and the lamb, and the young goat and the older goat. So you need for all of those, following Rebbe's view, but Rebbe Hidamar Katan Rebbe Godolo Yatza. You can't substitute the bigger for the smaller. So that's why you need to have separate boxes for each of them. The Gemara is going to get to the explanation we've already given. Remember that we talked about this already. We talked about this issue of the six boxes and why you don't have a box for Moser Nesachim and all of that, right? So we're going to get to that version. And that's going to be Shmuel's version, which is going to be number 5 out of 6, I think, if I remember correctly. And that'll be on the next page.